right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Probably the biggest movie out right now, that would be Sandra Bullock's Bird Box, which is on Netflix. Now, they don't really give statistics. Netflix has never really done that.
Right.
However, they did it with this movie. 45 million people watched that movie during its first week out. And that was now, what, two, 3 weeks ago that
Jody
that
and I watched
out.
It.
Yeah, I can't finish it. I have to finish it. I can't finish
how
it.
How do you just stop watching a movie and then go?
I quit watching it. The car, when they were in the car,
yes.
Windows blacked out. I had to quit after that. I don't get claustrophobic, but I couldn't watch it. So I have to watch the rest of it. I can't.
All right, I give you a grace period here? Because I want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, I'll probably, honestly, by Friday, I'll have seen it.
Okay.
I'll have seen it.
Actually,
I may do it today while it's light out. I'll give you tomorrow. I'll give you tomorrow.
I can't believe there's a movie I've seen and you haven't seen it.
I watched it a week and a half ago. I just couldn't get
That's
through
amazing.
It. But it's inspired a new challenge. It's the Bird Box Challenge, and people are blindfolding themselves to do, like, just household challenges. They're like vacuuming and things like that to see how well they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And even some people are posting videos of them trying to ride a trike or a bike blindfolded. Don't hurt yourself, people.
Okay.
Even Sandra wouldn't want it. And by the way, Netflix, they tricked children on New Year's Eve. They posted custom countdown videos.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So that parents could have a little time. Later,
right.
Maybe they wanted to celebrate in their own way, but it was much earlier, and the kids, oh, yay, it's midnight, and then they went to bed at 8, and good job, Netflix.
Have to trick me.
I know, Mike did his own trick. You know what? I set the clocks back.
I blindfolded myself and just...
We went out at 6. It was dark when we got home. You know what? Australia made it happen early. We were good to go. And Lou Gramm, if you did not hear this story over the weekend, he retired, literally retired, after performing an encore of Hot Blooded with Foreigner.
Wow.
He said, you know what? He is done. Not going to perform with the band. Not going to perform. He said, you get real excited when you start out in the business.
Yeah.
But you have to be smart enough to know when to walk away from it. And it just feels like it's that time for me.
Good for him.
Yeah. Says he's had a ball. And he just loves the fans, but it's time to move on. That is my painfully deep take. First one for the year.